Hello, and welcome back to Hashtag Sponsored with Bella Bombshell and Miera Rose.
Where we bathed in milk for the gram.
For the gram. We do it all for the gram. We are joined by the very gorgeous, amazing,
beautiful,
Scottish talented lassie, Sophie Turner.
Hey. Thanks for having me on the podcast again.
You may remember her.
We're forcing you on
her. We're like, don't you want to be on it again? You can't leave the car. I'm like, you're on it or you're out of the car. Or you're done. Doing it for the gram, doing it for the pod.
Aww.
Including run around naked and we can, you know, help me place, you know, nipple petals in a bag of milk. We did our first milk bath photo shoot. We're driving down from Hudson, New York. We had to get out of the city. We rented an Airbnb and we did a marathon photo shoot. At least 2,000 photos easily, 16, 17 looks each. We did milk bath. We did Valentine's Day. We did balloons. We did our first helium and we like recorded our voices, which is crazy.
So that's our tip of the day to influencers looking to get new content and actually produce a lot of content very quickly. Go to an Airbnb, go on a short trip, or just a new change of pace, scenery, preferably a great apartment like we had. We've had tons of natural light, awesome kitchen, bedroom. The decor was perfect for photos, so we just all got together, brought our camera equipment, and shot everything, like
everything we could possibly need.
All of February basically is done.
And like, do it with your friends, because like, we are all on a budget and we're not like going to like some $1 million apartment. Like, we're going to a $200 a night Airbnb. We split it three ways. We split gas and food, and like, you know, you're investing a couple $100 for your whole month of February's content, and it's going to be like even better than, you know, normal sometimes, because sometimes I just kind of have to shoot wherever I can find when it's negative a million degrees outside, like
it
is right now. Yeah, you just want to get it done.
And we had a Pinterest mood board and we really got creative and were able to do a lot of looks and concepts that we normally wouldn't be able to do just by ourselves, or we would have had to hire photographers. So we really got creative, which is awesome that we got to, you know, inspire different artistry with our gram.
Exactly. I mean, and I don't know about you guys, but like, my bathtub at home is like kind of moldy and gross, and like,
same.
I mean, it's not like, ooh, luxurious. Like, I tried to take photos in it recently and I tried to like edit the like mildewy grout and I was just like, this is never gonna work.
Oh, yeah.
Ever. And so I'm like, I like looked at this Airbnb and I was like, oh, look at the bathtub. Sold. The only thing that would have made it better if it was a clawfoot, but that's next time. I think
stay
we should do.
Stay tuned for that.
Stay tuned for that. So, what was your favorite part of the weekend, girlies?
Sophie, what was your favorite?
What was your favorite part?
Mine was firstly getting away from the city.
Yes.
Woo woo! It's nice to have a break and shoot all the content at once with people who understand what you want from pictures. I feel like
we understand what we all want each other from life.
We can get it done like quickly.
I've had my dad take pictures and it's like I'm super small in the photo. You can't even see like what I'm wearing, and then there's like a bridge in the background. You know, like it's just no one gets it. Like the square. Think of it as a square going on Instagram. That's what I think.
But doing it for the gram. Hello, guys.
I don't even think my dad knows what Instagram is.
I mean, let's hope not. That's all I'm saying. Love you, Dad. Please don't.
Come with some pictures.
That's amazing and kind of scary and funny. You Europeans are so open-minded.
My favorite part was, just getting to shoot different things that I always had ideas about and I never got to follow through with them. So now we did it. We're feeling good. Can't wait to edit them and get them
up on the gram.
I feel like
up on the gram.
We all are gonna have to like, go home. And
I'm literally gonna go home, lay on the couch, like in the fetal position, and fall asleep, and then wake up, and then just upload the photos.
Yeah.
My favorite part was the milk baths, obviously, which we kind of mentioned. But
how do you do a milk bath?
You get a fucking nice tub. You fill it up with water. You put 2 gallons of milk in it. Then you make sure that the lighting is perfect, because you you really want the light to be perfect, and you want the water level to be where you want it for what parts of your body to be showing, and like how submerged you want to be. And then you maybe bounce the flash from your camera, and then you have a friend that's super badass and will balance on the edge of a tub with you for 3 hours at 1 a.m, which is what we have in the car with us right now.
Stand over you and take all these beautiful photos.
After a glass of wine, I might add, which makes it even really more impressive, frankly.
And we put rose petals and flowers, and we cut up grapefruit and citrus and roses.
And shout out to Rosary Flowers in Hudson, New York. They hooked us up. I found a flower shop to get flowers and balloons in Hastings on Hudson, which, by the way, is not Hudson, New York. I didn't know. It came up for the same Google search. And so this woman might have been waiting for us with some flowers, but we didn't make it there because we were an hour and a half away. We drove up to where the GPS took us in Hudson, and it was like this scary condemned house, and we were all just like, are we about to get murdered?
We were like, is this 10 Main Street? We're like, don't get out of the car, forget the flowers, like cut the flowers, it's been canceled.
Both of these girls, while I'm driving, keep trying to scare me and being like, we're about to get murdered. This is where like the influencers get murdered, like all the Instagrammers, they die.
This looks like a scary movie. Okay, let's ask our audience. Wouldn't this be a great movie, like,
where the... If we died?
I mean, we'll just be acting in it. The influencers are, like, they're on live, and they're like, I'm running from the murderer, and then the camera falls to the floor, and then you see, like, she's getting murdered on live.
I also think it'd be funny as a comedy where she's like, shout out to Dunkin' Donuts for sponsoring this moment. And then she dies.
Hashtag sponsored.
This murder is hashtag sponsored. And then like the viral, I feel like staging a murder for like a viral video on live, like that would be, that's another angle too. We could think about it. Maybe we'll do a series of short films.
Did you see that movie where there was the video cam girl? And her identity got stolen.
It's Friend on Request or whatever? Is that one?
No.
I don't watch scary movies because I don't like nightmares.
Yeah, she's a webcam model. Oh. But it's not like... I don't think it's like nudity. It's very like... Anyway, she did this whole big dramatic like death. And she did get like a lot of views. Like it was a fake thing. Like she like sliced her neck and there was like blood coming down. And she like went like... But she was just, like, really creative with, like, the different things that she would do. So it made me think
creative
of that.
Creative's one way of putting it.
It was, like, everybody watched it.
I mean, of course. We have to figure out what our next viral thing is. I mean, we're definitely going viral this month,
helium,
like, for sure.
Just, like, doing our channel with that.
I mean, that's one way of doing it, too. I did my first helium balloon. Was it your first helium balloon? Sophie's, like, a veteran back there. She's like, let's do another one. I'm like,
it was fun. It was a funny way to end the night.
Yeah, nice 1:30 in the morning, already delirious, like, in our pajamas, sucking down helium for the first time.
I'm surprised I, like, honestly lasted through shooting continually, because usually if I'm doing a day of, like, even, like, 2 or 3 looks, I'm, like, exhausted. Like, I can't. At least we were all in one place. Like, usually when you're in the city, you're, like, changing outside, you're running around, so you...
That makes the biggest difference.
Well, I know I did. I got tired, like, around 7 until we ate the Chinese food.
When the coffee crashed. But then I felt like the milk bath photos, like, all, like, re-enlivened us because they looked so good. So then we kind of wanted to just keep going.
Definitely worth it, yeah.
They were definitely worth, like, pushing through and getting that, like, second wind, which I usually get sometimes, like, a little bit later on.
Yeah.
But then, like, by 1:30, I was like, bye, good night, world. Good night, life.
Did you sleep well? Like, I slept good in that bed, I think.
The bed was really comfy, but then I woke up at, like, 5, and I couldn't go back to sleep because I was really anxious about the roads. But now they're fine. But, like, I was so stressed that, like, that they were going to be really bad, but not bad enough where, like, we couldn't go, so that it was just going to be, like, one of those days where, like, it takes, like, 7 hours to drive back, which I've had before. I had to take my dad to the airport one year. My mom was really sick, and she was in another state going to see her doctor there for, like, a mild surgery, and he went, and it was a really bad snowstorm, but he had to go, so we drove up there in the snowstorm. He gets up there, and then I drop him off. Then it takes me, like, 4 hours to go what's normally an hour and a half home. after the 3 hours up, and then his flight got canceled. So I was just like, I was expecting like something like that, or like the last snowstorm in New York, people that I know were stuck in their cars, and like they tried to get hotels and stuff, but they were stuck in traffic for like 7 hours. I know someone that was stuck in an Uber for 7 hours coming from the airport, just like going insane.
How much did they get charged?
I would die.
I mean, I don't even know, but like,
it doesn't change the charge.
It does. Like, it was like hundreds of dollars, but like, can you imagine? Like, I was just picturing us like stuck in traffic, just like crying, like I'm me peeing on myself.
That's the influencer horror movie. We like eat each other alive. Sophie's going for her. She has the biggest booty. Take a bite out of that.
Oh my god. My boyfriend's fantasy just came true.
Oh my god.
Sorry, Sophie. But I was about to have a panic attack because I'm moving tomorrow, which we were really getting down to the wire.
Does anyone have a daily DM that they would like to share with the audience?
Sophie, DM.
I can't do it because I'm driving, but these two ladies.
Did I say their name? No. Okay, so today's DM is, I think you don't want to love.
Dot what to love.
Does that mean?
That means that you don't want to love.
Okay, maybe.
That means you don't want to love on him. Like, you don't want to, like, you just don't want love in general.
A lot of my DMs, I feel like I can't even read them out.
Do you feel like you've gotten less DMs because you took off the, like, commenting on the story? You know how you can't, like, write back to the message?
If I don't post, then I get, like, less DMs a day. But I feel like as soon as I've posted a picture,
then you get it.
They all come.
Posting the behind the scenes from the shooting, and everyone was like going crazy because obviously I was posting like lingerie.
I need some BTS. I sent you some too. By the way, my ears are full, and it's like I don't know if it's because we're driving in the mountains or because I still have milk in my ear from last night. By the way, lactose. Steph, would you like?
I see
a blurred image.
The image is blurred to protect you from unwanted content. Tap to reveal. Well, don't mind if I do. I would like to let you know the series of photos that I got from this guy, because I just don't understand the logic here. And he sent them again to me too, like twice. So the first one is him, a guy in a suit holding flowers. Then it's a bowl of pears. Then it's a child, a baby.
Ew! Like his baby. That's like not like a like stock photo. That's like someone's child.
Yeah, like against a pillow, like smiling. Then the baby again with a rattle. Then it's him and his friends dressed up in suit and ties.
Ooh, fancy.
Then him again with sunglasses and a mustache, like he's in the mob. And lastly, his like high school photo that is like black and white, and he has clearly aged since then.
This one,
then he sent them all again.
Oh my god.
Sophie, you describe that photo.
Yeah, I can't see it.
So I just open up a DM, which is a series of pictures again. But the last one is two people with their tongues just
like touching.
How would you even strike
outside the mouth? Like just
like poking each kissing, other and just touching their tongues together.
How very ET.
So,
I think that's what he.
So moral of the story, men are disgusting. Bye, good night. See you later.
We already knew that.
Don't send us pictures, please. Gross.
Please don't.
And I have a question for you guys. Does your phone ring when people do try to video call you?
I've turned it off.
Yeah, mine's turned off and I don't ever get that.
I don't think that they can do that if you're not like following them. I've never turned anything off.
It would
work.
It would like alert you or something?
I think only if I was online, because I don't have notifications on.
Yeah, me either.
I don't know what anyone that has more than like 10,000 followers that could deal emotionally with having notifications on. Because it would just be like all day, like
you wouldn't see any
why
of your other stuff.
Seriously. Teach me how to say seriously.
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 A lot.
classy. We got our sexy lassie with the big juicy booty in the back. Oh my god, when you guys see these babies, not babies, babes, in the milk bath with these booties, you're gonna die. You're gonna die.
But like, can we break it down that like we had to poke our booty out of the water?
I almost broke my spine.
Hide our
my spine
toes.
Hurts. Yeah. My spine hurts.
Like, literally contort your body so, like, your head is out and your hair is not getting under it too much.
It doesn't look like your head's fluid.
Yeah.
Right. But your back is down, so push your back down and your booty up and your face don't look like you're straining.
And
like
these assholes kept laughing at me and I was underwater so I couldn't hear anything. But I just hear them, like, screaming and I'm like, what is so funny? And they're like, you look bald. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And then they just kept laughing. I'm like, I need to see what's going on. Someone needs to help me with this. And then I got milk in my ear.
It's like, you really do need three people because you need the model, the photographer, then you need somebody like fixing your hair.
Stylist.
Making sure your nips aren't out.
Creative director,
Yeah, like, it's just a mess. But
it's a mess.
We did it, but I definitely feel my lower back, like, is in pain.
Oh, yeah. You me too, especially after I shoveled the snow around the car for 30 minutes. Oh my god. Anyway, with that, we are going to continue our drive into New York City. Stay tuned for our vlog, which is also going to cover some of our trials and tribulations of this trip. And thank you very much for listening. And please follow at BellaBombshell1L, at MiaRose, and our beautiful guest, the Scottish lassie, Sophie Turner. Sophie E. Turner.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.